This 1866 map was compiled from public survey data, like map number 8. Like the earlier map, this one reflects the era of land redistribution in Wisconsin. It shows mineral deposits, government land offices, and railroads. Matthew Edney says the railroads had been involved in the settlement process for several decades when this map was made.
By the 1840s, federal government starts to give lands to individual railroad companies so that in order to offset the cost of building these railroads, they get half of the land in a checkerboard pattern within so many miles of the railroad. And so in this case, we've got, for example, the St. Croix and Lake Superior Railroad going up to Douglas and then up through the Bayfield branch. And around it is a sort of buffer of lands within which the railroad company can claim ownership of townships, which they can then sell off.
Edney says the railroads and government land offices took very different approaches to marketing their properties.
There's the government land office, which is remarkably unactive in selling off the land. It by and large, waits for people to come to it to buy land. And most of the land it sold was to speculators, who then sold the land to other people. Sometimes they made a killing, sometimes they lost a little money. But then you have the other half of this process is the railroad companies, who needed to sell the land off to pay for the cost of building these railroads. And so they were very, very active. And many of the German language and Italian language publications that you can find about Wisconsin are actually published by the railroad companies in Europe, who are trying to attract migrants to come across and buy this land so they can recoup all their money they've invested.